All right, Warrior fans, now we're ready to go. Jeff Clark and Ron Huber here from Salem Academy's main gym. The Warriors getting set to take on the Sutherland Bulldogs, a team that they beat by 11 at our place.
And who just beat a couple us weeks ago. In the state tournament a couple weeks.
Yeah, we will talk about last year. Yeah. That was ugly. We didn't have, well, we had everybody for that game, but we didn't have enough.
No.
They pressed us like crazy.
We had no guards.
We were in trouble. That was a serious going to school for our kids. That was playing against a team that was competing for a state title, and we weren't there yet. This year, we match up significantly better, though. We're still missing some of the experience they have. They've played, obviously, you know, for third place at state. They've competed with NISA last year for the chance to go to the title game. They have a lot of experience, and boy, I guarantee that Coach Grodding has them on a mission tonight.
Yeah.
So I think our girls really need to just withstand the first maybe 3 or 4 minutes of the game, stay in it, not get behind, not turn the ball over, because the intensity is going to be huge, Ron.
Yeah. And guaranteed, if we shoot like we did yesterday,
we're in trouble.
We're in trouble.
Yeah, we did not shoot the ball well. We can't rely on just forcing turnovers against good teams. You've got to be able to knock down shots. And when we beat them at our place, remember, we came out and shot the ball well in the first quarter. We hit several threes in the first quarter, and we were ready to go.
It was like 10-2, 12-4, yep. Something like that.
Yeah, we jumped out right away, and it wasn't just, you know, turnovers and fast breaks. We were knocking down half-court shots, you know, the ones you need to make from the corner, from the top of the key.
Yeah.
So we got about 2 minutes to go here before this gets started. Sutherland is without Addison Clark again, a 6-foot sophomore who was not at our place either. And they're also missing one of their guards, Paige Vermillion, or Josie Vermillion, one of their guard forwards who played against us there. So they're a little shorthanded as well. They've got 10 girls here, missing two that, they really need the Clark girl to make a run. Their other big girls were not very effective against us, honestly, Reg. Ron, I was concerned about their size, but it had no impact on the game.
Well, as long as they've got that little guard.
Micah Wicks,
they're going to be in, they'll be in the state tournament, because not very many guards as good as her.
Not very many teams that can give her any problems.
No.
And so, one of the advantages that our girls have is that they're, aren't many teams that have as many quick guards as we have. We may not have anybody quite as explosive as Wicks is, but we have three girls who are right there with her in terms of speed that we can continue to put pressure on her and wear her down. So we don't get any announcing here, so we have to wait and see who walks out on the floor, but I guarantee Wicks is starting for them. And then we'll see who else. For the Warriors, I anticipate it being Maya and Adie and Eliza and Sarah and Kylie Kendall. Forgot we had two Kylies yesterday. Wilson was in there, and I was having a hard time remembering which Kylie was which. Oh, nope, Sharp's on the floor. Instead of
Kylie Kendall.
Instead of Kylie. So going with Sharp as a starter and not Kendall. Okay. They've got Huntley, who's a 6'1 sophomore.
They had
Edmondson. Edmondson starting instead of Josie Vermillion. Ball's up, and they win the tap on that one. They get it to Edmondson, who gives it up to Wagner and resets to Wicks right away. Wicks on the right side to Gill. Working around the top, back over to Wicks, takes a deep three from the right angle, no good, rebound loose, and picked up by Maya Harzma.
Okay.
Harzma dug it out, Grove had it, couldn't hang on to it. So Wicks with a 24-footer to start things. Warriors almost turn it over, Harzma gets it back, down low to 80. Feeds Sharp, boy, ball's bouncing around like a pinball out there, Warriors need to get it under control. A little nerves early, 80 with it in the right corner. To Grove. Everybody is fumbling the ball. Eliza did not fumble the ball. That's good. Find somebody who's relaxed here. Harzma drives left. Bounce pass to Sharp in the low post. Gets it knocked away. Kicks it back out. Work it around. Grove swings it back to Nisley. To Harzma in the left corner. Back to Eliza. Quick ball movement to Grove. Traveled. Took the extra. Oh, look who we've got working this game, Ron. Right down here.
Not the same guy.
It's not the same guy as last night?
No.
Okay, you're right. Same haircut. No hair. About the same age, but you're right, not the same guy. All right, Warriors on defense now. Wicks out on top, 1-3-1 defense by the Warriors. They go high post to Huntley, swings it to Gill. Gill drives, nothing there, picks up her dribble, gets it back out to Wicks on the right angle, extended. On top, Edmondson. Wicks with it, works left across the top of the key, hands off to Wagner. Wagner swings it to Gill. Once it's out of Wicks' hands, the ball handling is suspect.
Suspect, yeah.
Edmondson in the left corner, back to Wicks. Not a lot of shooting on those wings against this 1-3-1. She'll put up another 25-footer, and just a little short on this one. Ball tipped and rebound to Sharp. So she's taking a 24 and a 25-footer out of the half court because they can't get anything else going against that zone so far.
And she gets impatient.
Well, it's a good-looking shot, I'll tell you.
It has a chance.
Oh, bad pass, but Eliza comes down with it, gets into the lane, and misses the little runner. Rebound pulled down by Wagner. Gets it to Wicks. Transition is where she is so dangerous. Over to Gill. Knocked away by Eliza and out of bounds. 0-0 with 2 minutes and 10 seconds gone, Ron. No fouls in the game. And no made shots. Warriors on defense. Wicks with it. Gets it to Gill, swings it to Edmondson, fakes the three. Yeah, shuffled those feet. They called it on Grove. They skip it back over Huntley for a three.
We'll let them shoot
no good, yep. As long as Wicks isn't shooting, the Warriors are good. Grove with the rebound. They throw it ahead, and Sharp lays it up and in at the other end. What a pass from Maya Harzma to Megan Sharp running the floor. Great job by Megan to get out. 2-0 Warriors.
That is one of their weaknesses. They because of their lack of speed, they don't get back real fast.
Wicks, step back, 18-footer, buries it. So pretty. Her shot is just a thing of beauty. Oh, Warriors throw it away at the other end, unless it was tipped. It was tipped. No? Yes? No. He's saying it was.
No.
Sarah Lynn didn't think it was. Yeah, I don't think it was either. When the person who passed it chose the other way, she probably knew. They get it into Grove, it's tipped out of bounds. Still Warriors ball down in that far left corner, just along the sideline. Warriors going left to right in front of us. We're across the gym from the benches, looking down from the balcony here. It's a great place to call a game from, Ron.
Yeah, nobody gets in front of
you. Eliza at the three-point line goes high post to 80. Nothing there. Swings it over to Grove. Grove, whoa, mid-range. Had it. Didn't take it.
Should have had the jumper.
Eliza out to 80. Puts up a three. It looks good. It is! Oh, we had a good view for that one, Ron. Watching that leave her hand and go straight to the rim from where I'm sitting. Beautiful. 5-2 Warriors. Wicks in the corner. Edmondson back to Wicks on top. They swing it right side to Gill now. Back to Wicks. 23, 24 feet on top. Works towards her left. Edmondson in the corner. Doesn't want to shoot that corner three, does she?
Nope.
Huntley will put up a three from the top. Misses that. Rebound. Grove inside. Pulls it down. Gets it over to Eliza. Eliza up the left side. Stolen by Wagner. Gill going the other way. Swings it to Edmondson. On top. Wicks had the three. Couldn't get it off. Huntley on the left wing with it. Foul line jumper missed badly by Wagner. Banked it from 16 feet. 80 gets it to Maya out in the center circle. Warriors up 5-2 halfway through this first quarter. Grove and 80 play catch on the right side. 80 will drive now. Bounce
nice pass
to Harzma. Cutting back door for the basket. Defense looked away. Maya cut and 80 found her. Assist 80 Nisley. 7-2 Warriors and a timeout taken.
He doesn't like it.
By Josh Grotting, the head coach of Sutherland. Well, I said watch out for the first 2 or 3 minutes because they're going to come out with some energy. Wicks bombed away from three-point range, got nothing. Huntley's taken 2 threes. She's missed them both. And nobody else seems to want to really shoot the ball.
So they're 1 for 5 from the field. We are 2 for 3. Two for four. 2 for 4.
So a great start for the Warriors. 30-second timeout. Grotting a little bit more subdued this time. I think last time really shocked him.
Actually, 3 for 4 because that one's a three-point. Yeah. Yeah.
I think last time he was really shocked and didn't know how to deal with it emotionally. This time he knows he's going to have a fight on his hands. 3:37 left to go first quarter. 7-2 Amity up on Sutherland. Sutherland ranked number 1 in the state in OSAA. Amity ranked 5. And 3 of the teams ahead of them, they've played. Just haven't played Nyssa. Well, they haven't played Lakeview either. So I take it back. Played two of the five. Warriors on defense. Edmondson swings it. There's Wicks on the left side.
If she's not going to dribble, you just need to get in her face.
Yep.
Her.
She wants to take that three.
Yeah.
They're closing on her pretty quickly. Now they swing it to her. She takes a 24-footer and misses this one also. Air ball out of bounds. She's 0 for 3. Does she keep jacking them up? They're not getting anything in the paint at all, Ron. They've got a 6'1 girl out there and a 5'10 girl, and they're not getting anything in the paint.
No.
That's on the coach. You're not getting anything. We're not a great interior defensive team. Aiden Isley buries another three from the left angle. She's got 6-2 for 2 from three-point range. It's 10-2 Warriors.
We've already made more threes in the first 3 minutes that we
There's
made.
A bad pass. Harzma takes it ahead to 80. 80 crosses over, takes it in on Edmondson and misses the lay-in. Ball loose. Wicks gets it. Wicks pushes
Best
up the left side, gets it ahead to Huntley, and she gets the basket going the other way. Warriors should have had a basket there instead. Huntley gets her first basket of the game. It is, there's a bad pass picked off by Wicks. Eliza forced that one to the middle. Bounce pass down low, and there's a short jumper knocked down by Gill. They've got four in a row, and it's 10-6. They're pressing. Didn't see what the press was. Looks like kind of a 1-2-2 or a 1-3-1. Warriors settled down now in half court. 2:13 to go first quarter. Eliza with it. Feeds the mid post to Sharp. Back out to Eliza. Eliza drives, wow, and she's fouled on the drive. That'll be the first foul of the game, and we are almost 6 minutes in. 2:04 left to go first quarter. 10-6 Amity. Four straight though right now for Sutherland. Lob into Grove. Grove works to her left, steps through, lays it up and in. What a great crossover, Ron. That looks like some old school basketball moves right there, doesn't it? Went to her right, crossed back over to her left, stepped through and laid it up and in. Wicks in the left corner, out on top. Gill puts up a three, no good. Airballs that one. They are 0 for 6 from three-point range now, I believe.
I got them 0 for 4.
Well, Wicks has missed 3. Huntley's missed 2.
Inside the line, I think. A couple of her misses.
We've got Liza, or 80, gets it ahead to Harzma. Harzma gets it back to 80, swings it to Eliza for 3.
That's short. She got fouled.
And got fouled. She'll shoot 3 shots. Yeah. I wasn't watching that follow-through, but Wagner got her. Knocked her to the floor. Grotti not happy about the foul call. I thought she might have got a piece of the ball by the way it came up short, but she got a piece of Eliza. So Nyza to the line to shoot 3. Misses the first one. We did not shoot particularly well from the foul line last night. We need to shoot better.
I gave my stat sheet to Tim.
Second one, that one's rattles and pops out.
Just not leaving her hand very good.
One more for Nisley.
It's been a curveball.
That will get fixed, I guarantee it, knowing those kids. Hits the third one. All right, so the Warriors come out with 1 point, 13-6. Three straight now for Amity after a 4-0 run for Sutherland. Bulldogs with the ball. Wicks against this 1-3-1, works left. Swings a pass out on top to Gill by the center circle. Back to Wicks. Left angle extended 25 feet. Wants to dribble left. Cut
Perfect.
Off by Harzma.
Perfect.
Harzma stays in front of her. They reset. On top to Edmondson. Thought about the three. Drives. Gets in deep and draws the foul. On the floor before the shot. So it'll be the first team foul on the Warriors.
Eliza.
It's going to be Eliza, her first. Not bad though. 7 minutes into the game, we got a foul. And Sarah Lynn doesn't have one. That's good.
Here comes the designated
shooter.
We're
gonna start calling her the rifleman. Just comes in and starts shooting.
She will. We were talking yesterday. She was 1 for 8 and
she didn't care.
She was her 5 for 7 her last 7 shots.
There's a 3 out top by number 10 Wagner. Her first basket of the game. They cut it to a 4-point game, 13-9. You know it's going to be a dogfight the whole way. 80 with it in the right forecourt. Looking for somebody to pass it to. Goes in the corner to Grove. Grove out on top to Alyssa. That was ill-advised. Alyssa with it. Picks up her dribble for no reason. Swings it over to Harzma. Popping out. Harzma to 80. They're picking up their defensive intensity in the half court here. 80, high post, Grove.
Gotta shoot that
thinks
thing.
About it, steps to her left, shoots. Oh, rattles it, no good. Scharf with a rebound, foul. Great job by Megan Scharf to get the box out on the offensive glass. That's what you need out of your post. Not worried about getting a shot out of the half court offense necessarily, but paying attention. When that shot went up, she put a body on, I think, Huntley. Kept her from being able to get to the basket. Scharf misses the first one. One more. Third team foul. First foul on Huntley. Scharf gets the second one. So Warriors, 2 out of 5 from the foul line now. 5-point lead with 16 seconds left to go, first quarter. Sutherland with the ball. Gill got some pressure, doesn't know what to do with it. Finally gets it back to Wicks by the center circle. Wicks swings it. Edmondson, the left corner, back out to Wicks. 26-footer, no good, and the Warriors go into the break here after one, up 14-9 over top-ranked Sutherland. This is Amity Warrior Basketball, KLYC McMinnville. Amity Warrior Basketball from Salem Academy High School, the Crusader Classic here. Been participating in this tournament for probably 7 years, 8 years now, something like that. Mm-hmm. Been here every winter to call games. It's going to be tough to call the boys game today though. It starts at 4:30. Which is about 45 minutes from now in the other gym. They had to move it around because of Rogue Valley Adventist, not be able to play until sundown.
No, so can't play from sundown.
Oh, can't play. Has to play before sundown today. Today's Friday. I was thinking it was Saturday. Warriors with the ball to start the second quarter, up 14-9. Three team fouls on Sutherland, only one on Amity. Bounce pass inside. It was there. Sarah Lynn couldn't handle it. Great pass by Eliza. They pass it ahead, knocked away by Kylie Kendall into the game and out of bounds. Good play there.
Just took sharp spot.
Yep. McMullen, Eliza, Kendall, Grove, and Harzma. They swing it down in the left corner to Huntley. Back to Wagner. Huntley, left corner, 18-footer, too strong. Ball battled inside.
I think called a foul.
On Eliza.
Yep.
That's going to be her second. Need to get her out. 80's coming right back in.
She should have had the air ball rebound. She was not.
Yep. Wasn't quite ready for that to miss everything.
Yeah.
That's it. We've all been there. Hands weren't up as high as you thought they should be because you didn't anticipate the ball getting there. Edmondson in the right corner, out to Wicks on the angle, skip pass over, drive by Wagner, misses the shot, and a good rebound there by Kendall. Gets it to Harzma, Maya in the forecourt to 80, bounce pass back to Maya, in the right corner, just inside the three-point line. Kendall skips a pass over to McMullen, drives left, nothing there, backs it out, Wagner all over her. Picks up her dribble, and Kendall didn't come to the ball, but luckily Gill with the steal and then stepped out of bounds. So she gets a steal and then a turnover. Bang, bang. Warriors with the ball. Nobody has scored in the first minute of this quarter. McBowen on top to 80, Nisley. Drives. Bounce pass to Grove. Fouled by Wicks.
Wicks.
What a great pass from 80 to Sarah Lynn on the pick and roll.
That was the other thing that game. Wicks picked up 3 fouls. Remember, she had to sit out.
She sat during the second quarter. Yep, and that's when we went on an 11-0 run when she was out, I believe. Mm-hmm. They don't have a secondary ball handler.
No.
Grove at the line to shoot two. Gets the first one halfway down and pops back out. We are 2 for 6 from the line. 2 for 7 from the line. 2 for 6. One more for Grove.
Yeah, this would be 7.
Misses that one also. Wicks with the rebound. Warriors should be blowing them out if they can make their free throws. Wicks drives, jumps into Grove, misses. Kendall with a great rebound in traffic. Gets the ball ahead to McMullen, who wasn't expecting it. Gets it over to Harzma. Trying to be aggressive, running out there. Harzma works left off a little screen, kicks to McMullen.
They know she's a shooter.
Yeah, they're right up on her, aren't they? Harzma, little drive, kicks to Kendall. Skips it back over to McMullen. Oh, she needs to pull the trigger on that one. She had it at the elbow. Inside, 80. Over to Harzma. Harzma back inside 80.
Oh, she got
from
wide
10,
open shot.
Misses it. And going to get a loose ball foul. That's a bad call.
That's not.
Yeah. They're going to get a call on 80, her first. She knocked the ball away, never touched Huntley.
This guy's called every foul.
And there's no reason to call that anyway unless you see something egregious, because all she did was knock the ball out of bounds. You're just going to get the ball back inbounds. So unless you know there was a foul, you shouldn't call that. Wicks works left to the elbow, kicks in the corner to Gill, back to Wicks on the left angle. Tries to find a cutter, knocked away. She overthrew the cutter, trying to go diagonal to the low post on the right side to Huntley.
That's
80
open
saw
spot
it knocked
on
away.
1-3-1, but if that wing comes down hard.
And 80 will do that. She came down very hard. They lob into Wagner, wants to drive.
Oh,
they're
going
to give her a foul on that. That's going to be 80, I think. That's her second. So now the Warriors are getting some foul trouble.
Well, both the Nisleys.
Both of them have two. 14 fouls on both teams.
You can survive that.
It's going to bring Scharf. Warriors are going to go big now. This hurts your defense more than hurts anything else.
Yeah.
It's just going to make it hard. You're going to be really big here. Free throw good by Wagner. And I will say this. This Sutherland team's an excellent foul shooting team. They all shoot foul shots well.
Well, you don't win games shooting 2-for-7.
She misses the second
good
one. See what
next.
I did there? See what I did there? She misses that one. They're 1 out of 2 from the line. Warriors with the ball, up 14-10. Oh. McMullen's got to stop picking that dribble up. Left corner
on,
three.
Kendall
hits it! Kylie Kendall with the three from the left corner.
That's key. That's
oh,
key.
It's huge. 17-10, because now they have to push out defensively on her. They throw the ball away. Warriors basketball. Wicks threw it to Gill. Gill wasn't looking. She ran right past where Wicks threw it.
If Kendall... You don't miss the Nisleys if Kendall can shoot like that.
Mm.
And she's due. I mean,
Gill out, and I think that's Gary in. I can't tell what number that is. Just came in.
They're good.
Harzma works left into the corner. McMullen for three.
Nope.
No good. Rebound by Gary. Gets it ahead to Wicks in semi-transition. Slows it up. Hesitation dribble. Gets to the corner. Out to Wagner, misses the 17-footer.
Oh.
Edmondson with the rebound to Huntley, and she banks it in from about 10 feet on the angle. Huntley with 4 points in the game. It's a 5-point Warrior lead. Oh, Wicks, or Edmondson knocks it away and out of bounds. Warriors basketball. She's quick. Very good defensive player.
Number three is the new sub that came in.
Yeah, Gary. Yeah. Jada Gary. 5'7" junior. Harzma. Works her way ahead, gets it to Kendall, ahead to McMullen, back to Harzma, the comfort zone for everybody else, get the ball to Maya, to McMullen, starts to drive, not there, back out to Maya, Maya working on Wicks, gets a little screen, drives, scoops, and draws
wow.
a foul. That's a little payback for the one at the other end. Maya was a little out of control there, really didn't have a good shot coming, but drew the contact just like Wagner did at the other end. Was going to be a tough shot. She was still 7 or 8 feet from the basket and was going to have to scoop it under. But draws the contact on the hip. Good aggressive take by Harzma. Misses the free throw.
Man.
This is the part of the game I couldn't handle as a coach, Ron.
You remember, yesterday we were 12 for 13 or something like that.
2 days ago. Not yesterday. I think it was, Wednesday. She gets the second one. It's a part of the game as a coach just drove me nuts though.
Yeah.
You run your plays, your offense, you get foul shots and you miss them.
Yeah, think about the time in practice that you dedicate to.
So much of it, right?
Yeah.
Probably a fourth of practice is spent shooting free throws a lot of times.
Doing free throw games.
Yep. 18-12, Warriors on top, Huntley back out to Wicks on the left angle. Still the 1-3-1 by the Warriors. Wagner to Wicks, tipped, goes down to Huntley on the baseline, little short. Kendall knocked down, got hit on the head. No call, and now they're going to get a call inside. And Jed's going to work this official right here. That was an elbow to the top of the head.
Call that down here on 80 for the didn't even
little touch on the ball. Kylie takes an elbow to the top of the head. No call. And Jed's working this official pretty good right now.
Yeah, it fouls on Sarah.
So they put 80 up, or Eliza up on the board.
Yeah.
She's not even in the game. One more coming. Huntley misses the first one. One more. Huntley hits the second one. So she splits a pair. Warriors up 18-14. Harzma to Scharf in the middle. Swings it over to McMullen. Now to Grove on top. Back to McMullen. Oh, wanted to go in the corner to an open Kendall. Good pass.
If they
deflection.
Want to bring that low person on that 2-3 up that high on Alyssa, Kendall's wide open.
Well, she was. Didn't get her the ball, though. It's knocked out by Wagner.
Foul.
And Grove fouled. Is that Wicks with her second, trying to strip that ball on the way up.
Two's got two.
Yep, that's a big one. 15 or 16 foul on Sutherland. Warriors get it in. Now Wicks has got to back off, right? I had to tack her. They get a little screen.
There
kick
it
in the corner. Kendall for three. No good on this one. Ball loose. Oh, no.
Oh, my.
They collided. Two black jerseys collide. Scharf gets called for the foul. She was behind him. We couldn't see. But that's the 16 foul on the Warriors.
She was
first
behind.
On Scharf. She was. She might have bumped somebody from behind. Tough call. Her first, 16 foul. Both of them have six now. 3:45 to go, first half. Warriors up 18-14. Wicks works left. Hesitation dribble in the corner to Edmondson. On to Wagner on top. Wicks drives, gets into the elbow. Tough shot, and they're going to give her an offensive foul. Is it on Wicks?
It's on four. Or
hold
two.
On.
It's on two. There you go.
If it is, that's her third. Oh, my goodness. I did not see that coming. She's in disbelief.
Well,
third foul. She's got
the same scenario as the first time.
So what's Grodding going to do? He's going to call a timeout. Nope. I thought he was going to call a timeout.
Well, get another one on right here.
Yeah. Harzma brings it across against this 2-3 extended zone. Harzma kicks. Grove fakes the three.
Jumper.
Pulls up. She travels. Shuffled the feet. Nice looking little 12-foot jumper there. She's got to get a little more relaxed when she drives. She's a little tense. Not confident enough on what she's going to do.
He's flirting with it here, leading her in the game.
3:15 to go, and his best player, and it's not even close, right? His best player by a long margin.
Get in front of her on the
she takes the three from the top. She traveled. Oh, it's in her head now.
Yeah.
He's got to get her out of the game anyway. You're only down four with 3:07 to go. Why would you leave her in there?
Well,
this is a crazy coaching
and
move.
They're pressing.
What that tells me is that he knows they're going to get blown out if she leaves the game. Goodness. My. McMullen throws it right to Wagner. Bounce pass to Wicks. Great defense getting back by Harzma. Cross court. And knocked down the little jumper was Wagner.
That's a bad
pass. My goodness. McMullen threw it right to Wagner. Grove back to Harzma. Got to break this pressure. Two-point game.
Oh, there we go.
Works across. Ooh, went
take
right at
her.
Wicks.
Take it to her.
Wicks can't guard Harzma because of that. Down low. Ooh, forced that pass, and they lost it. Wicks out in the open court. Good hustle coming back. She jumps into Grove, misses. Edmondson with the rebound, and they put it up and in. That's Gary with the putback, and it's a tie game. Jed needs a timeout. He had this game in a great position about a minute ago, and a couple of bad turnovers by the Warriors leave us with an 18-18 game, 2:24 left to go here in the first half. Coach Grodding taking a very interesting tack on leaving Wicks in there in an aggressive 2-3 where they're getting way out on the ball handler with Wicks. And that's a really dangerous game when you've got three fouls already. They've called a couple of touch fouls in this game on people. Just seems kind of crazy with three fouls. Maybe move her down on a side, but having her up on top like that, pretty dangerous. Warriors, of course, have both Knisely girls on the bench with two. Jed will be happy to survive into the halftime in a close game with two of his starters sitting on the bench.
Yeah, if they could pick up another one right here. I mean, that's
and they're pressing. They're in a 2-2-1 press. Harzma.
Take it to her, man.
Oh, yeah. She'll back off, right? She has to.
And she puts her hands on. They're going to call a touchdown.
Harzma pushes it ahead to McMullen. McMullen back to Harzma on top. McMullen for
good
three.
Beat.
Looks good. Is McMullen steps in and knocks down her first shot
she has
of the
ice.
Game.
She has ice.
She does. 1-3-1 still for the Warriors. McMullen on top. Wicks works to the right. They hedge that screen with the middle. That's Scharf. Wagner drives, fouled on the drive for the shot. It'll be 1-1, right? That's going to be on Scharf, I think, right? Yeah.
Scharf.
She got caught. She's coming way up to hedge that high screen that Wicks is getting, but then she's having to hustle to get back to the pass and was a little out of position that time. Front end of the 1-1, no good. Scharf tips, saves it to Grove. Great job. Wagner misses the free throw. She's 1-for-3. 21-18 Warriors, a minute 45 to go. Grove almost traveled, expecting McMullen to be in a spot. Boom. They go high post, Scharf drives, and draws the foul. Great job by Megan to attack the middle of that zone. Caught the ball below the foul line, and no hesitation, saw that Huntley was a little out of position, went right on her left hand. Drew the contact. That's going to be on Wagner coming across to help. Kylie Wilson coming in after the first shot, and Scharf hits the free throw. I'm not surprised, Megan. Just saying. She's 2 out of 3 today.
It was a beautiful shot. Just bend her knees.
She's gotten rid of her whole pre-shot routine.
Yeah.
And she buries a pair. She told me they were shooting them, all those for the free throw-a-thon, and she's like, it takes too long to do a routine. I just start taking the ball, one dribble, shoot. And so I start making more. Not thinking as much. Amazing.
Less things to go wrong.
That's right. A minute, we talked about that. A minute and a half to go. 23-18 Warriors in the first half. Huntley down in the corner to Edmondson. Back to Huntley on the cut. She's doubled.
Oh,
and they get a touch foul on Grove in there. Wow. That's going to be the second on Sarah. Third on Sarah. Second on Sarah. Yeah.
Got a bunch of twos going.
Boy, that was, I mean, there wasn't much movement there, but I guess there was some. Huntley hits the first one. She's 2 out of 3 from the foul line. 23-19 Warriors. Warriors a beneficiary of 4 made threes in the first half. Huntley hits a pair. So it's a 3-point game with a minute 20 to go.
Just pick up this fourth foul right here. I'd be so happy.
McMullen back to Harsman. Need to hurry now. Harsman crosses over on Edmondson. Got to get it across. She does not. Too much hesitation there.
Should have passed it. We had open people.
Yeah, she had Grove open. Across the half-court line, didn't get it to her. Got to feel that clock.
Going with that freshman again, Kylie Wilson in there. Got the two Kylies.
She's out for Scharf, or in for Scharf.
Actually, she was in before. Kylie.
Kendall.
Kendall came back in.
Okay, for Scharf. Wicks works right, jumps. Tough leaner, banks it in from about 12 feet. That's a tough shot. She's got 4. 23-22. Warriors
attack
up one.
It. Attack it. Right
McMullen
now. McMullen
crosses over.
Boom.
Picks it up.
Trouble.
To Harsma. To Grove. Off her hands. Lost it. Wicks ends up with it. Ball's loose.
Oh, get a foul on
Wilson
her.
Has it. And a foul on
her.
Wicks.
It's on her.
If it is, that's her fourth. Oh, my goodness. I told you it's a horrible gamble to leave her in.
Why would he leave her in the game?
Loose ball. Scrambling for it, and the official caught
her
pushing
off. Bonus. We're shooting a bonus.
Absolutely. And I think it's going to be Harsma to the line.
You're asking for it based upon who's reffing.
Exactly. They've been calling all kinds of touch fouls.
But who's reffing?
Yeah.
The guy underneath is probably the best ref on the floor.
But he's not making the calls.
These other two.
They're calling all kinds of touch stuff. And Wicks now sits with 4, and that was on the coach. I don't put that on the player at all.
And he's going to blame the ref.
Yeah.
But that was a foul.
It was.
Oh, my
Harsma
goodness.
Makes the first one, Ron.
It looked like a miss.
What do you
man.
Mean, oh, my goodness?
It looked like a miss, man.
Just because it went 3 feet above the rim after it hit the back. Dropped in cleanly, though. Nothing but net coming through the second time. One more for Harsma. Gets this one. No. That one rattles and pops out. Warriors struggling at the foul line. Harsma 2 out of 4 now. 2-point game, 36 seconds. A little penetration, jumps into Scharf. Could have been
foul.
An offensive foul on Wagner.
Yeah, he swallowed the whistle.
Yeah. They tie it up, 24-all. Now we turn it over. Edmondson kicks it to Gill. Huntley, right angle, throws it away. 18 seconds to go, first half. Warriors tied up at 24 with the Bulldogs. Harsma.
Now you know who should get this ball. It's gotta be Alyssa. It's the only shooter on the floor.
Harzma gets across half court. They go to Trapper. She drives past him, pulls up on the baseline, cross court. Kendall 12 footer, little strong. Rebound inside, pulled down by Gary. Gary gets it to Wagner. Wagner from half court. No good. We're tied at 18 after two quarters, folks. Or 24. Tied at 24. But that's not the story. The story is Grotting with a horrible coaching decision to leave Wicks in the game with two fouls and then again with three fouls, and she picks up her fourth with less than a minute to go in the first half. This is Amity Warrior basketball. Actually, let me give you some totals here because I need to take a break here. Warriors were led by a very balanced attack. 89 Isley with a pair of threes for 6 points. Harzma has four. Scharf has five, including three out of four from the foul line. Three each for McMullen and Kendall. Two for Grove, one for Eliza. They were led by Wagner with...
Can we go back on them? We are 7 for 11 from the field.
Yeah, that's good shooting. We just got to not turn the ball over.
Yeah.
How many turnovers?
7.
Wagner with 8 points. Huntley with 7. Wicks with 4 points and four fouls.
And they are... They're 11 for 21. So getting up shots, people are making them. I mean, they're over 50%. We're over 50%.
All right, we're going to take a break here at halftime. We'll be back in just a few minutes here. Warriors and Bulldogs tied at 24. This is KLYC McMinnville. Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. 2.5 minutes to go here before the start of the third quarter. We have a 24-24 game between the Sutherland Bulldogs, who are ranked number one in the state, and between the Amity Warriors. So right now we're watching Coach Grotting talk to his players a little bit. They want to run something to get Huntley a three in the corner, it looks like.
That's about their only shooter.
Yeah, it has been.
She's certainly not a ball handler. So.
And Robbie Scharf caught me as I was headed across to the coaches, or the hospitality room there, and said that the Sutherland coach got a T walking off the floor.
Jed Knott?
I don't know.
Foul shooter.
Who is that?
Today? Today,
Scharf right now, three out of four.
Three for four. I put her. Harz
was 2 for 4. Nisley's 1 for 3. Eliza Groves 0 for 2. We're not a very good free throw shooting team tonight.
No. Well, we just had that first game was
an anomaly. Yes.
Yeah.
It was an anomaly. I agree. Where we were, what, 12 out of 13.
We've probably been at best 50% shooting fouls. Yeah. At best.
But. The real key is not the potential 2 points. It is that Grotting has to sit on his rear coach.
So do they then start out with a team foul? It's already up there.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yep. And you see it up there. The guest has a team foul.
Mm-hmm.
So I think Amanda Grove coming over to ask the official to come over and clarify.
He's the lead ref. You don't want to give him any. And he tried to get Grotting to sit down. He was putting his hand on his shoulder and said, come on, man, it's just a game. Come on. Just kept talking to him. And yeah.
So does that mean the Warriors also start with the ball? Because right now it's pointed towards Sutherland. But if it's a technical foul, it's two shots and the ball. But it happened before the clock started. So I don't know how that all works.
Let's see who's going to send out there. He should send Megan. It should be Megan.
I would put maybe Kendall out there. She's been the best free throw shooter this year, I think.
He's gonna send. He's pointing at him right now.
Alyssa, right? Whoever it is has to stay in the game, probably, right?
Yeah. So, Maya's 2 for 4.
Yeah, it's gonna be Alyssa. She's gonna go shoot. I like that.
Yeah. She's probably his best free throw shooter. Yeah.
So you're gonna have both Nisleys.
And that has nothing to do with him. Her being his
daughter. She's a good shooter.
It would have been Ellie if it was.
Oh. Misses the first one off the back of the rim.
Now he's looking. Come on, Alyssa. I like when he talks to his daughters.
Well, she knows she's a good shooter. We saw that last night. Barry's the second one. So she's got 4 in the game. And the Warriors should start with the ball now.
And
yes,
we
they
got
do.
The ball.
So the possession arrow now goes to Sutherland from this point forward. Warriors with a 1-point lead, 25-24, and the ball.
I don't see Grotting sitting down.
Well, I don't know how that works then. I'm not sure. Nisley in the corner, 80 with it. Picks up her dribble. Goes inside to Eliza with the left hand. Might have got fouled. No call. 80's going to get a bad foul there. Jumping right through the back of two black jerseys. Not a good foul by 80. But she is not prone to pick them up the same way Eliza has been. I think she can play with three better. Warriors in their 1-3-1 full. It's a pass ahead, picked off by 80. 80 loses it.
Don't get it.
And a jump ball. That'll go to Sutherland. Ah, she had it. Tried to cross over in front of, I think, Gill and got it knocked away. Scharf now going to come in for McMullen, I think.
What are they talking about?
He has to sit, I think. Yep, that's what he's telling him. Oh, yeah, I kind of forgot that when you get a technical, you have to sit down.
Well, it's just to his own good to sit down because
he'll get another one. It'll keep him quiet, right?
Him,
all right.
Him and Jed, Jed says he's the nicest guy in the world to talk to until the game starts.
Well, I think there's some people that thought that about me too, Ron, so. or when the game, you know, when the whistle blew and we started playing. So. Corner three, short. Rebound on the far side by Eliza. Controls it in the corner. To Harzma. Harzma, Warriors up one. Ahead to Eliza. Her pass knocked away and stolen by Wagner. Kind of telegraphed that one a little bit. They've got a lot of length. In the corner, Edmondson with it. They trap her. Wick's not on the floor. Gill to Huntley. Down in the corner. They get Huntley on the cut through. She jumps into Scharf. Scharf's got to get there a little sooner. Little give and go from the wing to the corner. Back to the cutter from the wing. And the cutter's 6-1, so you got to get there.
She's a force.
She's clearly their second best. Yeah, I'm going with you right there, Ron, thinking the same thing. And she's a good free throw shooter.
She's a good shooter, period.
Yeah, she's 4 out of 5 from the line.
She can make threes.
She's got 8 points in the game, leading scorer for either team. One more coming for Madison Huntley. And just a sophomore.
Oh.
Misses that one. Man, what a luxury to have that as a sophomore post, huh? Seems to have a pretty good basketball IQ, too. What do you want to bet she's from Roseburg? Eliza on the right angle. Starts to drive baseline, gets in deep, kicks it to here McMullen, goes. Left corner three.
Here's
good! Yeah.
That girl.
She bobbled that ball, did not have her rhythm, gathered herself and drilled it. 28-25 Warriors.
Oh my goodness.
All the way to the basket for the lay-in.
Parting the Red Sea.
Wagner. She's got 10 now.
Nobody's going to take a charge on her. She was going about 30 miles an hour down there.
Yeah, she was moving, wasn't she? In the corner, Grove with it. Warriors up one. Grove drives baseline.
Oh, great pass.
Scharf lays it up with the left hand and in. Grove with the assist. Scharf with the lay-in. Scharf with 7.
Oh.
And going to get a block on Eliza. You've got to get a foot on the sideline, Ron. How many times have you said that to a player?
Yeah.
That's what you do is when you go to cut off a sideline, you get a foot out of bounds. So there's nowhere for him to go. You give them a place to go, you almost always get called for the blocking foul like Eliza did. That's her third. Both Nisleys with 3. They swing it to Edmondson. Back out to Huntley. Tipped by McMullen. Pulled down by Wagner. McMullen up on her. She lost it. Harzma with a steal. Harzma accelerating. Puts the brakes on. Loses it. Gets it back. Out to Scharf. To Grove. Hot potato with it
should
to Eliza.
Eliza.
Eliza swings it to McMullen on the right side. McMullen's got to get to be a stronger ball handler.
Here we got that one.
Scharf up.
Oh, that
was the foul. Yeah, I thought that was pretty good block, Ron, from here, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But Scharf draws the contact, I guess.
I wouldn't want to risk anything with any one of these reps.
Huntley with her.
Second,
Ron says. And the third, second team foul. Warriors have 3. Yeah, they're calling this game tight. Scharf misses the free throw. She's 3 out of 5 from the line. One more coming for the senior post. That one, good.
Nice looking shot.
Yeah, 4 out of 6. Not spending so much time focusing on form and just shooting the ball. 5:27 to go. Warriors up 4 here in the third quarter. They hook a pass across to Edmondson. Wicks sitting on the bench with her 4 fouls. Not much she can do to help the team right now. Warriors need to capitalize.
Oh,
there's
that
travel. Just saying, the Warriors need to capitalize on the lack of ball handling, and they do.
His bench is not deep at all.
Well, his starting 5 has some scorers, but it only has 1 ball handler, and she's on the bench. They extend their defense. That's where they need to win this. High post, Scharf. Bounce pass out to Grove in the corner. Traveled, got away with it. Ball tipped into the backcourt. Eliza chases it down. Works up on Edmondson. Edmondson guarding her tight. Eliza with a drive. Kicks in the corner. Hards or McMullen misses the little 8-footer along the baseline. What a pass from Eliza.
It was too close.
They get it over to Gill. Out on top, Huntley for three. No good. Oh, no box out under there. Wagner puts it back up, misses. Tipped by Grove to Harzma. Harzma pushes hard on Edmondson. Edmondson, a very good defender. Gets a little screen from Scharf. Bounce pass inside. Eliza saves it back to Scharf. Back to Eliza in the corner for three.
My.
Oh, way off. She missed that one by 6 feet. She never got her feet under her on that one. Need to run the offense and be more patient.
Especially with the lead.
Out on top is Huntley. Huntley over to Wagner. Back to Huntley. In the corner. Watch the give and go. Now Edmondson drives. Jumps into. Oh! They're going to call that on Scharf.
That's troubles.
Boy, he was thinking about calling that offensive, and he decided to go with the block. So that's four on Scharf. She's played well today. Tough, tough call. Looked to me like Scharf was there and set for quite a while. Kind of like he was feeling sorry for Sutherland on the call.
Game's going to come down to free throws.
Edmondson misses. She'll have one more. So Scharf out, Kendall in. You lose some post moves in there, maybe a little bit of rebounding. You pick up a better outside shooter. So we'll see how that plays out for the Warriors. Edmondson hits the second one. She's one out of two from the line, her first point of the game. Warriors up 31-27. Harzma working against this 1-2-2 press. Gets it across half court. Still working. Bounce pass over to McMullen on the right angle. Fakes. Starts to drive. Picks up her dribble. Gets harassed by Edmondson. Out to Grove. Swings it to Harzma. Over to Kendall. Kendall to Eliza on the left corner. Back to Kendall. On top, Harzma. Harzma does a good job protecting the ball with her body as she
there
comes
it
to it. Kendall for three. Little off, and the rebound underneath pulled down by number 33, Caitlin Kohler, into the game. Kohler, a senior, 6-footer. They go in the corner, trying to do the give and go. They cut that off. Gill, looking for some help, gets out on top to Wagner.
Where do we go? What do we do?
3-point game. It's 31-28. And that's a travel on Edmondson. She wanted to go out on top. McMullen jumped that passing lane, so Edmondson decided to drive, but drug her pivot foot.
Nice to get a basket, get up by five here.
Be nice to be up by 9 or 11, Ron.
Well, free throws.
Man. Yeah, 31-28 Warriors with the ball. Struggling against this 1-2-2 pressure with Edmondson on top. McMullen back to Harzma. 80.
Kylie.
Left corner. Kylie for three. Buries it! Kylie Kendall comes up with her second three of the game. We have needed that all year, Ron.
Yeah.
34-28 Warriors, 2:40 to go in the third quarter.
I bet you money she spent some time with Corky in the gym. Since probably this morning before they got on the bus.
Wagner on top, tries to drive, kicks it over to Edmondson. She drives down low, stolen by Grove. Gets it to McMullen immediately. Alyssa brings it up cautiously. Bounce pass to Eliza. Eliza drives, hooks a pass over to Harzma. Almost lost that one.
You better be ready
in the corner,
when
Eliza.
She's going to just whip it to you when you least think it's coming.
Kendall with it out on top. Threw it away. Knocked out of bounds by Wagner. Got lucky there because she telegraphed that pass. I had time to almost go down there and get in the passing lane.
Here comes for
80 back in.
And number 12 came back in for there.
12.
Over there.
I don't have a 12.
Knee brace. What number's that?
23 maybe?
Right there, Garden.
Ratledge. Yeah, 23. How's that not a foul? Down low to Kendall. Back out to 80. Kendall, 80, out on the right wing. Playing a little catch. Goes to the post to Grove. Down low. Scores and fouled! What a move by Sarah Lynn Grove. Just powered that ball. Caught it in the low post. Immediately dropped step to her left shoulder. Went up with the right hand and drew the foul on Huntley. That's her third. 36-28 Warriors, 1:52 left to go third quarter.
She had her, you know, those girls we watched the other day, she had her hands up, but then she followed through on the down.
Yeah. Grove hits the free throw after missing her first two. Warriors up 9. Wagner with it, tries to drive, kicks it to the corner to Huntley. Finding the cutter, that was a travel, got away with it. Huntley or
over
Wagner misses, and how did they get away with that? My goodness. They've been calling all kinds of stuff like that. And Ratledge And there's a steal by Gill and gets the basket. Ratledge with the basket, then Gill with a steal. Warriors got to take care of this ball. It's back to five.
Oh, traveled.
Eliza drives all the way in, lays it up, left it short. Almost got a foul coming back. All of a sudden they're letting all kinds of stuff go, Ron. 1:10 to go, third quarter. In the corner. They swing it back out on top. Wagner for three. Looks good is. And just like that, it's a two-point game. You just gave up seven straight.
What's 37-28?
It's going to be a full timeout. We're going to take a break here. This is Amity Warrior Basketball, KLYC McMinnville.
Did you know that the health of your teeth and mouth has a direct impact on your body's overall health? This makes regular dental visits very important. Copper Dental, the office of Dr. Melinda Judd, located on 2nd Street in McMinnville, is a great office to receive this regular care. At Copper Dental, they strive to treat every patient in a friendly and professional manner. There are also two golden retrievers, Copper and Rusty, who are there to greet and help calm patients every day. Copper Dental accepts many dental insurance plans, so if you're looking for a friendly dental office and you love dogs, this may be the place for you. Mention this ad when calling to schedule your new patient appointment. The staff at Copper Dental, and especially Dr. Judd, want to shout out, go Warriors!
Warriors ball, 1 minute to go in the third quarter. Ron just left me to go watch boys basketball. He'll send us some updates. Warriors against this pressure off of Alyssa's hands and out of bounds. She took her eyes off it. Warriors have been struggling with this 1-2-2 pressure. Maya going to come back in. Oh, didn't get to the table quick enough. Wagner down two with the ball. Gives it over to Huntley on the right angle. To the middle. Back out to the corner. Gill for three. No good. Rebound Kendall. Kendall pushing hard. Throws ahead to Eliza. Eliza takes it in and scores. What a pass by Kylie Kendall to Eliza Nisley. And we've got a 30-second timeout. Harzma comes in. 80 took a shot. Kind of holding her side there a little bit as she leaves the floor. I don't know what happened. She is doubled over in pain on the bench. I don't know if she kind of got the wind knocked out of her a little bit or something. But I haven't seen her show that much pain in any sport. Basketball or soccer. I have faith that she will tough it out though. 20 seconds to go. Warriors up four in the third quarter. In the corner. Ratledge, right back to Wagner on the cut, misses, ball's tipped inside, and it's Ratledge getting the rebound and scoring. She's got four. Warriors get the last shot from the corner, Eliza Nisley, no good. And we go to the fourth quarter with the score. Amity, 39. And Sutherland, 37 after three. This is KLYC McMinnville.
Three.
Start of the fourth quarter here from the Salem Academy Crusader Classic. Warriors with a two-point lead on the top-ranked Sutherland Bulldogs. This girls' varsity action, 39-37. Story of this game for Sutherland. Fouls on Wicks. She has four, and she stays on the bench with her four fouls. They played better, honestly, as a team with her on the bench. They move the ball better, and other people are willing to step up and take shots. Their ball handling is not as good, but their press is excellent still without her out there. Warriors ball to start the fourth. 39-37 Amity on the floor for the Warriors. Harzma, Kendall. They play catch out top. Kendall with it. Skips it over to Eliza Nisley with a little drive kick. Harzma fakes the three. Bounce pass to McMullen on the left wing. Down low to Grove. Grove turns, steps, back with the left hand, and scores! She had Huntley all twisted up like a pretzel in there. Grove with seven in the game. 41-37, Amity. Gill, not sure where she wants to go with it. Finally gets it to high post. Down low. Jumper missed there. And they're going to get Eliza with a foul trying to box out. She lost her balance and fell into Ratledge. Oh, that's colder. So earlier I said Ratledge had that basket, took the rebound over the back. It was Kohler. Looks more like it. I thought it was too tall to be Ratledge. Their numbers are kind of hard to see. They have navy blue on black. They try to go inside, knocked away, and out of bounds off of Huntley. Grove knocked that ball out of the air and off of off of the hands of Huntley and out of bounds. Kind of watching the reaction between them. Huntley looked pretty irritated there after that play. Grove laughing it off. Harzma out on top. Works left, gives it to 80. Ah, her pass knocked away, and Huntley comes down with it. Gets it to Wagner. Wagner dumps the pass down low. Lay-in is missed. Wagner with a rebound. Foul scores. That hurts. No box out again. That's about the third time in this second half that there's been a no box out lay-in putback. Ratledge had, or Kohler had one near the end of the third quarter. That's the fourth on Eliza. Warriors just not boxing out, and the length of Sutherland really hurting them. Wagner hits the foul shot, and we have a one-point game. Wagner carrying this team on her back with Wicks on the bench. Harzma working against the pressure, gets it across half court to 80. Back to Maya. Maya, ball fake, over to McMullen, back to Harzma and McMullen. They play catch, over to Kendall. Kendall back out to McMullen. McMullen with a little drive, pulls up a runner from the elbow, gets it to drop. What a shot by Alyssa McMullen. She penetrated a little bit into the top of the key there, got the runner from the elbow, back up by three, 43-40. Wicks will come in at the next dead ball with her four fouls. Huntley for three, no good. Long rebound, chased down in the corner. They throw it back out on top to Wagner. McMullen right up in her grill. Wagner drives, runner, jumps into Grove, throws it off the backboard and in. What a shot by Madison Wagner, having the game of her life, I think. And a travel on McMullen at half court. That was a poor pass ahead. Led Alyssa kind of right into the defense there. Jed's talking about better spacing back there. You want to break a press authoritatively, but not panically, right? You don't want to be in such a hurry to break a press that you throw a bad pass or somebody's not quite ready for it. Huntley in the left corner. It's a one-point game. They kick it right corner. Wicks for three. No good. Grove with the rebound. Gets it to Harzma. Wicks still with just 4 points in the game. They throw ahead. 80 to Alyssa in the left corner. Down low to Sharp. That's a foul, as I think that was 33 Kohler coming through her back there. That's the fourth team foul, maybe. And the first on Kohler. Not that that matters for them. McMullen with Wicks on her. Bounce pass out to Scharf. Scharf back to McMullen. Warriors up one, 5:20. 80, down low to Grove. Tries to feed Scharf, and we're going to have, oh, Grove stepped out of bounds. Got to know where you are on that baseline. 5:15, fourth quarter, 43-42. Wicks in the game with four fouls. They go to Wagner on the left wing. Wagner drives, lost it, and 80 chases it down. 80 ahead to Alyssa. No, got her for the travel. She double dribbled, really, is what she did. She touched it with two hands and then got one more bounce in there. Warriors not able to really capitalize on so many turnovers that they've had. We're going to have a timeout taken by Sutherland. It's a 43-42 game with just under 5 minutes to go. This is KLYC McMinnville. After the timeout with 4:57 remaining and a Warrior one-point lead, Sutherland with the ball at half court. Wicks to Wagner. Wagner having an incredible game. Dumps it to Huntley. Tries to go middle, stolen by Scharf. Good job by Megan, paying attention there. Megan having a great game today. Harzma bumped at half court. That will be the foul on Jaden Ratledge. That'll be their fifth team foul. Her first. Eliza in, 80 out. Eliza's got four fouls. Harzma gets it tipped away, gets it back to McMullen. Back over to Maya. Maya looks in the corner. Defense collapses out there. And we're going to get a reach-in foul on, I think that's on Kohler, her second six-team foul. So both teams in the bonus now the rest of the way. 4:27 left to go, fourth quarter. Harzma to inbound. Gets the ball in. Tipped by Eliza. Grove comes down within the corner. Great hustle by Eliza. Her first pass would have been almost stolen. McMullen thinks about the three. It's not there as Wicks closes out on her. Picks it up to Eliza. Hooks it into the high post. Scharf back out McMullen for three. Hits it! Alyssa McMullen buries her third three of the game. She's got 12 points now in this game, and it's a 4-point Warrior lead. What a shooter. When her ball handling catches up with her shooting, she is going to be phenomenal. Almost got a steal up on top there. Wicks works to the right. They double her, skips the pass over to Huntley. Down low, Kohler turns, blocked by Grove. Great job of staying straight up and down there by Sarah Lynn. Rebound was Scharf, and a timeout taken by the Warriors. It's going to be a full timeout. We're going to take a quick break and be right back. This is Warrior Basketball. Fourth quarter action here from Salem Academy High School. Warriors and the Bulldogs of Sutherland, the top-ranked team in the state in Sutherland, the number 5 girls team in Amity, playing off here. Second time this year. Warriors won by 11 last time they played. This time they're up by 4 with about 4 minutes to go or so. 3 minutes and 37 seconds. Madison Wagner leading the way with 18 points for Sutherland. Wicks has been in foul trouble. Both games they've played, she's been in foul trouble. She has a hard time with the Warriors' quickness at the guard position. Harzma, cautious with it on the right angle, works left, picks up her dribble, kicks it out to Eliza, down on the baseline, Grove, back out on top, Harzma. Got a defender right up on her. They double her. Now she goes to Scharf. Turns around from the elbow. Misses that one. Grove battling. Scharf tips it. Wicks with it. Wicks pushes ahead. Eliza back. Takes the charge. No call. Wow. As Wicks lays that up over the top, off the backboard and in. Looked to me like Eliza had great position. Could have drawn a charge there. Would have been Wicks fifth. 2-point game. 46-44. Warriors with it. McMullen leading the way with 12 points tonight for the Warriors. Has the ball on the right angles. Spins that ball out on top now into the high post. Back to McMullen. They play a little triangle action there. Harzma down low. Grove probably fouled. Yes. A little late on the call, but they got her right across the arm. She took that ball on that left low block. Spun back to her left shoulder. Went up with the right hand and got hacked right across the forearm. Everybody in the gym saw it. Officials seem to be a little confused who should blow their whistle, but two of them finally did. Two shots coming for Sarah Lynn Grove. Sarah was 7 points today. Still was 7 points as she bangs that one off the back of the rim. She's 1 for 4 from the foul line. Gill back in, and looks like Kohler out. So they get a, no, not Kohler out. Ratledge out. Get a little bit better defensively. Misses both of them. Gill with the rebound. Warriors killing themselves at the foul line. If they lose this game in a close one, that's where you'll look, is at that foul line. Skip pass over to Gill. Close out there by Eliza. Gets a tip on that. Huntley down low. They double, triple her. Back out. Wicks for three out top. Misses that. Ball's tipped. Scharf comes down with it. Gets it ahead to McMullen. She finds Harzman. We slow it down. 46-44 Warriors. 2-10 to go in the fourth quarter. Eliza back out to Alyssa. Back to Eliza in the right corner. High post. Scharf fakes, drives, and misses. Grove tips. Ball's loose on the baseline. It's going to be Warrior off the Warriors. I think it went off of Sarah Lynn. Jed says, can you give them a little help there? But I think they got that call right. I think Sarah Lynn might have touched that last. Or at least was the reason it went out of bounds. It was close. Wagner gives it up to Wicks on the left angle. Gets a screen. Drives to the baseline, kicks it back out to Huntley. Oh, back in the corner to Wick. She wasn't ready to shoot. She's trying to run something else. Wants to drive. Skips it over to Gill. Kohler throws it away. Harzma tips it. Harzma chases it down. Puts the brakes on. Grove out of the three-point line. Back to Harzma. In the corner to Eliza. Eliza knocked away. Harzma gets it back, gives it to Eliza. A lot of bad passing by the Warriors today. But part of that's the great defense Sutherland puts on you. Hooks that pass over to Maya. In the corner, Grove. Grove Finds Scharf in the high post, lost it. Wicks with a steal, went right through her hands. Wicks drives, backs down, off bound. Oh my goodness, that's a complete bailout. Wicks was not even in a normal shooting motion. She was just trying to draw some contact, and the official bails her out with a foul on McMullen. Wicks to the line to shoot two with 1 minute to go in a two-point game. Great foul shooter. McMullen's first. Seventh team foul on the Warriors. Wicks misses the foul shot. She's got 6 points in the game. And a timeout taken by Coach Grodding for Sutherland. 1 minute left, 46-44 Amity. Both teams with 7 fouls. Both teams with at least one player with 4 fouls. Scharf and I think Eliza both have 4 for the Warriors. And Wicks has 4 for Sutherland. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with the conclusion here from Salem Academy High School. Welcome back. Amity Warrior basketball is exciting as ever. Won't have the boys game broadcast tonight. They're playing right now over in the auxiliary gym. Get over there and watch the end of that one when this is over. Amity Warrior girls in the championship game against Sutherland. Sutherland beat Jervis by 1 point yesterday. Warriors are blowing out both of their opponents so far. Wicks will have one more at the line, a chance to cut this 2-point lead to 1. Wicks with just 6 points in the game and 4 fouls. Misses both of them. Eliza tips McMullen with the rebound. Oh my goodness. Wicks, as good a shooter as there is in the state, misses 2 free throws. Now reaching in. Warriors get the ball to McMullen. Still a 2-point game with 50 seconds. They're going to extend that pressure. It's full. It's man now. They're playing it tight. McMullen backs it down. 5 second call. You got to give it up. You can't just dribble the ball. Jed saying she made a move. But too much dribbling by the Warriors. Not enough ball movement. Got to come set a screen or do something. 41 seconds. Warriors had a golden opportunity to run some clock. They get it in the corner to Huntley. Huntley back to Gill. Gill. Pass knocked away by McMullen and then a foul by McMullen. She tipped it when she was trying to get it back. She went shoulder to shoulder against Gill. They'll put Gill on the line to shoot 1-on-1. That's the 8th team foul on the Warriors, 2nd on McMullen. Entire group of girls out there. Gill misses. Rebound over the top. Knocked away. McMullen with the rebound. Grove knocked that away. Oh my goodness, they had the rebound and Grove knocked it out of there. Harzma to Grove. Grove spins it over to McMullen. They're going to have to come out and foul. 16 seconds. McMullen holds on to it. Gets it to Maya. Maya fouled by Wicks. That's 5 on her as she storms to the bench. What an unhappy kid she is today. Fouls out with just 6 points and missed 2 free throws that would have tied the game with a minute to go. That's a tough one. Gets an arm around her from one of the assistant coaches. It's tough. They'll be at the state tournament, though. This is definitely one of the top 4 or 5 teams in the state. There's no question about it. Back into the game, Ratledge. It's just tough when you have as high of expectations on yourself as Wicks does. Incredibly talented kid. Could not hit the broad side of the barn today. Missed all of her threes. I think she attempted 6 of them. Harzma misses the free throw. Oh, so here we go again. They get it ahead. Cross court. Wagner runs into Eliza, and Eliza picks up her 5th. Wow. So the Warriors continue to shoot themselves in the foot at the foul line today. Warriors have had 21 foul shot attempts. Eliza fouls out, 80 back in. Out of those 21, the Warriors have made 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 9 for 21 from the foul line. You're up 2 with 4 seconds to go. Wagner at the line. Misses it short. And a push-off. Going to be called on number 33, Kohler. We're going the other way. Grove will be shooting at the other end. Kohler wanted to get that rebound. She put an arm in the back of Grove, who boxed her out. Grodding, a lot of pent-up energy over there as he's had to sit the entire second half after getting a technical. Grove to the line. where she is 1 for 5 from the foul line tonight. Takes her normal 2 bounces and buries it just like that. Telling you, ice water in the veins for that sophomore. Timeout, Amity. 3.7 left, 47-44. My wife has anxiety over here to my right. She does not have a kid out there. You would never know it watching her. She is so emotionally invested in this team and these girls. But I think that's kind of the way it is with all the Amity fans. They're a fun group of kids to cheer on. They're nice kids. They're good citizens. They have supportive families who have high expectations of them in every area of their life. They are good students. They're kids that always meet every adult with a smile and a greeting. They're confident but not cocky. And they're getting more confident all the time as they take on this absolute gauntlet to start the year. The second time they've played this top-ranked team, they beat them once at our place by 11. If they make this free throw, they're going to get out of here with another win for sure. Grove at the line, along with Sharp with her 4 fouls. McMullen, 80 Nisley, and Maya Harzma on the floor. Wicks just fouled out, so it'll probably be Huntley, Wagner shooting the 3. Grove, her 2nd one, misses that one. The rebound, pulled down, dribbled to half court, throws it from there. It's short. That's the game, folks. 47-44, the final score. Amity gets out of here after shooting 10 for 23 from the foul line. They escape with a 3-point win, 47-44, over the top-ranked Sutherland Bulldogs. The teams do their customary handshake going through. Jed has a few extra words for Wicks. She's a great basketball player with probably the toughest game she's had in the last few years. But it's not playoff basketball, folks. All that matters right now is it helps the RPI of Amity, gives them some more confidence, growth of playing in a tough game against a tough opponent. Amity going to get their trophy here. You can hear that announced. Amity gets their bracket off the wall there. They'll take that one home and hang it up in the gym proudly. More because you beat Sutherland than because you won 3 games in a row. The first 2 weren't that tough for Amity. This one was a challenge. The girls played Brookings Harbor in the first round and blew them out. And then they blew out Country Christian last night. And now tonight they had to play one of the best teams in the state. And the Warrior girls up to the challenge in spite of some foul trouble and in spite of a poor free throw shooting night. Some turnovers that were uncharacteristic, not taking as good a care of the ball as they usually did. And they still found a way to win, 47-44. Sarah Lynn Grove, well, let's go. Alyssa McMullen had 12 tonight on hit 3 threes for the Warriors. 80 Nisley with 6 all in the first quarter, hit 2 threes. Maya Harzma with 4 points. Eliza Nisley with 3. Sarah Lynn Grove with 8 points, including that last free throw that made it a 3-point game. Kylie Kendall with a pair of 3s for 6. And Megan Sharp played great inside tonight. She had 8 points total. She was 4 out of 6 from the foul line. The only Amity Warrior who was over 50%. The rest of the team, you take her 4 out of 6 out of there. The rest of the team was 6 for 17 from the foul line. So got to do better, can do better, will do better on that. I'm going to go watch some boys basketball. I hope you guys have a great evening. As always, it's another great night to be a Warrior. Have a happy New Year's, everybody.